We acknowledge that their sovereignty over this land was never ceded,
and we stand in solidarity with them.
Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning. This is Chloe and Hannah with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, the Crisafulli government has newly upgraded the exhibition station at the Brisbane Showgrounds that plans to transport hundreds of thousands of visitors to the Yekka. The Yekka attracts more than 400,000 visitors annually to showcase Queensland's primary industries, including beef cattle judging and wood chopping, alongside handcrafted displays and strawberry sundaes. Minister for Primary Industries Tony Perrott said the Yekka was among the biggest and most important events on the Queensland calendar. Over 9 days, the Yekka celebrates our proud agricultural traditions, sample classic show treats and enjoy the entertainment, Minister Perrott said. The Brisbane Olympic Games Committee have faced a trademark dispute with the local council over naming rights ahead of Brisbane's time in the global spotlight in 2032. The committee has been tasked with protecting 14 location-based trademarks for the Games, but found that the Logan City Council beat the committee to the punch, submitting a trademark for the term Logan 2032 less than a week before them. Logan City Council has since pulled out of the race, stating that the trademark has been submitted to aid promotion for the Games. And at the time of the application, Council was not aware that the Brisbane 2032 Organising Committee intended to trademark the names of all partnering cities. In national news, a quarter of more than 65,000 poker machines in the New South Wales clubs could be at risk of money laundering and terrorism financing, the nation's Financial Crimes Intelligence Agency says. BetSafe, the state's pokies compliance program, ensuring staff at licensed locations can identify, mitigate, and manage gamblers suspected of using pokies to launder money for crime. However, the Australian Transaction Reports and Analysis Centre, better known as AUSTRAC, is concerned it is not adequate in ensuring clubs and hotels meet federal regulations like anti-money laundering and counter-terrorism funding. While industry advocacy groups like Clubs New South Wales have urged member clubs of BetSafe to exercise care and diligence, former employees are supporting AUSTRAC, with Troy Stolls in an interview with the ABC said, "I was witnessing lots of rubber bands on the floors in clubs, which is predominant with having bundles of cash tied together."
The plan for the Australian National University to disband its School of Music has been labelled an act of cultural vandalism by the Australian Chamber Orchestra. Artistic director and violinist Richard Tognetti voiced his frustrations to the crowd at ANU's Llewellyn Hall during their Saturday night performance. "Let us hope in marking the School of Music's diamond anniversary, we are not also preparing its obituary, but if the current trajectory continues, that is where we are heading," he said. ANU's controversial plans to save $250 million include absorbing the renowned School of Music into a school of creative and cultural practice. In international news, US Vice President J.D. Vance says a peace deal between Russia and Ukraine would leave both parties unhappy. US President Donald Trump is set to meet with Russian President Putin on August 15th in Alaska. This is weeks after Trump threatening Russia with sanctions for failing to reach a ceasefire agreement. Ukrainian President Zelensky says these sanctions are necessary in order to apply necessary pressure on Putin. He says Ukrainians will not give their land to the occupiers. White House officials have said Trump is open to Zelensky attending the August 15th meeting and claims a ceasefire deal is close to being agreed upon. For your weather today, the cold winter air is being combated with a nice sunny sky. It's currently 18 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 22. And the fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 5, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.
Take in a fraction of special fresh spark to enhance the start.